This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Fresh fruit, pond apples, 2 pennies for a dozen. Lovely fresh fruit.
King Textiles, 30% off fabrics.
Hi, we're from the House of Healing. Have you had your immunization for ponypox? Hi, we're from the House of Healing.
Hello, Alba.
Oh, hello, Professor Sprengler.
I came to ask. My neighbor has been taking a potion for his lumbago, and I was wondering if you stock it.
What kind of potion?
I believe it's called Frenosipax.
We don't stock it.
I'm told the results it provides are quite astounding.
Last visit, I gave you an herbal tea and some exercises.
Why, yes.
And how are those going?
I haven't really had time.
Oh, you people. Everybody just wants a pill or a potion or some other easy way out. Try eating better. Get outside a little. Don't drink so much mead.
I'll do my best. So, do you think you'll carry Frenosipax anytime soon?
I don't care if it cures leprosy and straightens out crossed eyes. We don't carry it.
All right, then.
Hi, we're from the House of Healing.
Honestly, if I ever get my hands on whoever is shilling this stuff.
Alba?
Yes?
It is you.
Who?
Alba. You're looking fantastic.
Withrow Lee? What are you doing in Granville?
Oh, I'm just in town for a conference. Who's this kid and why is he dressed like a monk?
My apprentice, Magnus. He used to be with the Dragon Mountain Order.
Hey, hey. No used to be.
Magnus, this is Withrow. He's a... an old friend.
Oh, friend, is it?
Well... all right, we were more than that.
Boy, were we.
Okay, say no more.
Back in the day, we were the diabolical duo. The paranormal pair...
Let me guess, you met making stone tools down by the watering hole?
Oh, a wise guy, huh? We met at Hazelbrook.
You went to witch school?
Don Tootin.
Did you learn any cool dark magic?
Oh, I could tell you some stories.
Dark magic was strictly forbidden.
In other words, your school was lame.
It was not lame.
Says the girl who dropped out to protest the curriculum. She turned the headmistress's chair into a beanbag before storming out.
A beanbag?
Full of carnivorous Malurian jumping beans.
Okay, that's pretty good. See, why can't you teach me stuff like that, Alba?
You have to ask. Well, it's been nice to see you, Withrow.
Excuse me, Miss Salix.
Yes, how can I help you?
Do you carry Frenosipax?
Frenosipax? Funny you should ask.
No, we don't. It's useless pap for useless people. Go away.
Oh, thank you anyway.
Soft-hearted as ever, I see.
50 Crown says it's elderflowers and molasses. But that's the power of suggestion for you.
Whoever's selling it, I bet they're making a killing.
And if I ever find out who they are, I'm going to stuff them head first into a pill bottle.
So a royal physician, eh? Not too shabby.
Oh, yes. It's great fun running the neighborhood clinic and the National Health Policy Office, on top of tending to whichever royal majesty stubs their little toe. And here I am, on my supposed day off, running a booth at the market. And I have to file a report with the Chancellor tomorrow about the state of local witch-run clinics in the countryside.
That's my Alba. Always the overachiever. Why don't you take a break?
Don't I wish.
I can take care of the booth.
Come on, Alba. Get some fresh air. It's market day.
All right. Magnus, take over for me. And no skipping off this time.
You can count on me.
By appointment to the King and Queen, Alba Salix, Royal Physician.
Hey,
episode of The Fifth. To market, to market.
Sale. 1 shilling each.
Oh, I always love the market. The food, the hustle and bustle.
The easy marks.
Hey, now, my business these days is strictly above board.
I see.
Candy apples, 3 pennies each, 2 for 5 pence.
Hey, you want a candy apple? They were always your favorite.
I don't like that woman. She lives with her father and treats him like garbage.
Just this once. Here.
Candy apples.
We'll take 2.
Certainly, sir.
Thanks. Here you go, Alba.
That'll be 5 pennies, please.
Can you break a sovereign?
Not a problem. You want it in shillings?
That'd be great. Actually, hang on. Give me 4 shillings and... No, wait. Make that 3 shillings and 12 ducats.
12?
Oh, silly me. I can't do math. 12 plus 33 and 1 is 8, so... Why don't I give you back 1 and you give me 5 ducats, 3 groats and a crown?
Of course.
Keep the change.
Really? Thank you, sir.
Have a lovely day.
And the same to you and the lady.
There you go.
Strictly above board, eh?
She won't figure that out for hours. Maybe never.
You really haven't changed, have you?
Did you miss me?
Not in the least.
Yeah, you did.
Eat your apple, you.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. Hey, Magnus. Where's Alba?
She went off with her old boyfriend. And when I say old...
Oh, she has a boyfriend? Is he nice?
Say, Holly, have you heard of this new potion for Nosepax?
Yeah, everyone's asking about it lately. I think it's a scam.
It totally is. We should sell something like that.
You are not selling placebos!
Okay, we can throw in some ingredients or whatever. How about this stuff?
No! I told you, we're almost out of sludge wort.
So don't use so much per dose. Spread it around. If we could crank it out in big batches, we'd sell hundreds of bottles. Thousands!
That's not how the House of Healing works.
Which is why we've been missing the boat. Look, I'll just use a tiny drop.
Hey there, Holly. Hi, Magnus.
Hello, Jerome.
Is Alba around? I need something for the shrew flu.
Why, if it's the shrew flu you've got, sludge wort is the best relief.
This doesn't look like sludge wort extract.
Because it isn't. It's what we healing experts call an... essence. Did you know that dilution actually increases the effectiveness?
Magnus, that's ridiculous.
In fact, the more times we dilute, the stronger the essence becomes.
Really?
That's not how it...
You're a blacksmith, right? You know how my fellow monks of Dragon Mountain make their swords?
What, by folding the metal over and over?
And beating it thinner and thinner. Keeping it lightweight and making it amazingly strong.
And you say I'm full of woo-woo.
That's incredible. How come you don't do that with all your potions?
It's a brand new technique. Everyone knows about the fantastic healing properties of the humble sludge wort plant, but it took the genius of Miss Alba Salix to realize that by diluting it, you multi-amplify its potential by a factor of 100-fold.
Wow.
Here, give it a try.
I think I feel better already.
See, Holly? He feels better already.
I'm telling Alba.
That'll be 3 crowns.
Alba never charges that much for potions.
This is our first premium product offering. If you have any side effects, we'll give you double your money back. How about it?
Well, okay.
Thank you, my good man. Here you go.
Thanks. Tell Alba I said hello.
Sludge wort essence, only 3 crowns a pop. Hello there, ma'am. How are you feeling today?
So, Withrow, what's this conference you're here for? The big magic exhibition isn't until November.
Yeah, this is just a sales conference. Hey, want to head up to the bridge?
It's not exactly the greatest neighborhood on the other side.
We don't have to cross. We'll just go up to the lookout.
All right.
Anyway, it's not like you couldn't defend yourself. Remember Scotty Gostrander?
Oh, God, the chosen one.
Hazelbrook's greatest boy hero.
He defeated one lousy Hydra.
And then he was dumb enough to challenge you to a magic duel. And before he could get his first spell out, you up and hit him in the face.
Smug little creep. Withrow, why did you have to go and tell my apprentice about our school days?
Why not? That was our finest hour.
But now he's going to be all excited to learn about dark magic.
Reminds me of this girl I used to have a thing for.
You were the one always trying to summon demons.
They're not all evil.
No, just most of them.
And it wasn't all dark magic. Lots of it was just being creative. Remember the sneezing powder in Miss Sarling's spell book?
Well, that was a good one.
She turned half the class into slugs.
The only time I saw her matter was when you set all the exam papers in the room on fire.
Yep. Accende meum ignem.
Careful now.
It's okay. I didn't do the hand motions.
It is a nice view, isn't it?
You can see clear out through the sea of squidge.
Beautiful. You know, I've lived in this city for years now, and I've never bothered to come up here.
Maybe you should get out of that house of healing more often.
I really should.
Hold it right there.
Can we help you?
Yeah. Put your hands in the air. You stay quiet like mouses, and nobody has to get hurt. What?
Thank you, sir. Enjoy. Step right up. Don't be shy.
I'll take some of that slow twat.
You bet. That'll be 6 crowns.
6?
Supply and demand, lady. Oh, shoot. That was my last bottle. Hey, anybody got any empties? Or your own container? Half price if you drink it on the spot.
I got some empties here.
Awesome. You, sir, are a fine, enterprising young gentleman. I'll give you a nice shiny crown for him.
Make it 5.
5 crowns?
Each.
What?
Supply and demand.
What's taking so long?
1 crown each.
4. Take it or leave it.
I'm not paying you 4 crowns for one bottle.
Oh, well. See ya.
No, wait. I'll... Here.
Nice doing business with ya.
Kids these days.
So, if diluting the stuff makes it stronger, shouldn't we water it down even more before we take it?
Yes, that's a great idea. How many bottles you want?
In that case, I guess just the one. Should last us years, right?
No, because it doesn't keep.
Bertha, here. I'll give you half, and we can split the bottle.
Hey, count me in. The more ways we split it...
All right. Each of you give me 2 crowns and come by my kitchen. I'll give you your share.
No, that's not allowed. This is a specialized process done by specialized specialists. Do not attempt to water down this complex formula at home. Home dilutions are killing magic.
Here's your 6 crowns.
Not if you're gonna split it. That's 12. No, 18 crowns.
Say, let's talk to Henry. He bought a bottle earlier. Maybe he'll share.
Where are you going? Hey, I just paid 40 crowns for these damn bottles. Hey!
I'm serious. Your money or your life.
I'm thinking neither.
Come on. All your valuables in the bag or I start getting expressive with this here pig stick. What's so funny?
Oh, nothing.
Poches volare.
I was thinking maybe turning him to ice, but levitation's pretty good.
Please, I'm afraid of heights.
This bridge is a bit tall, isn't it?
Majestically tall.
Quite a long way down to the river.
I'll do anything.
Hush now. You wouldn't want me to lose my concentration and drop you.
You ought to be more careful who you try and rob.
I didn't know she was a witch.
What does that matter? You don't rob people.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll turn my life around. Please.
Look at him. For a second there, I thought you were going to let him fall that whole way.
From up here? It'd kill him. From halfway down? Well, it'll hurt, but he'll be fine. Probably.
Maybe you should take up crime fighting as a new hobby.
Oh, I've missed doing this kind of magic. Ooh, except for the headache and shortness of breath.
Short of breath, you say? Have you ever tried Frenosapax?
Tried what? Oh, don't tell me you're on the bandwagon, too.
I'm kind of the local sales rep for Farloria.
Really? All right. So what's in it?
It's an all-natural herbal formula.
So is stewed pimple grass.
No, this is the real deal. Not only does it relieve pain, it brings down inflammation, evens out your complexion, and it's great for ulcers, too. Here.
You make this?
I'm a distributor. I can send some your way if you're interested. It'll add 10 years to your life and take 10 years off your age.
Okay, knock it off with the sales pitch. Oh. Tastes all right. That's usually a bad sign. You might be onto something, though.
How's that headache?
Works fast, doesn't it?
Quicker than the caffeinated beavers of Lake Zoom.
All right. I'm impressed.
Come by my room at the inn, and I can give you a whole lot more.
Buy a lady dinner first?
Why, naturally.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
So, Mr. McWinnie, what can I help you with today?
Well, I've got this toothache and a ringing in my ears whenever I open my eyes.
Have you tried Trinozapax?
Tried what?
It's an all-natural herbal formula. Not only does it relieve pain, it boosts your stamina, balances your humors, and it's great for warts.
Is she going to prescribe that stuff to every single patient?
Sure sounds that way.
I gotta find out what's in it.
Me too.
You are not touching this stuff. Remember what Alba said.
Figures. I'm not allowed to have a side business. But her old flame comes to town selling junk potions, and she's all over them like mice on gingerbread.
How are those bedpans coming?
I think this violates the terms of my community service.
Good morning, little lady. I have an appointment with Miss Salix.
It's Abe, right? Just fill out this patient information form, and Alba will see you in a minute.
So try the Frenosapax for a week, and let me know if there's any change.
Thanks, Miss Salix.
Bye now.
Abe, fancy meeting you here.
Hey there, McWinnie.
Never thought I'd see you at the doctor's office.
Yeah, I got an ulcer, I think.
An ulcer, you say? Have you ever tried Frenosapax?
Rhinocera, what?
It's an all-natural herbal potion made from oily sandflower and cheeseweed, plus 16 secret ingredients.
And it cures ulcers?
Yep, it's the real deal. Not only does it relieve pain, it brings down...
That's exactly what Alba said to the guy before last.
This is creepy. I need to test the stuff. Alba!
Send in the next patient, Holly.
Alba. What exactly are the active ingredients in Frenosapax?
Why, it's an all-natural herbal formula made from oily sandflower and cheeseweed, plus 16 secret ingredients.
And why are they so secret?
Say, I hear it's great for headaches.
Magnus! Yep, this is the real deal. Not only does it relieve pain, it improves your eyesight, adds body and shine to your hair, and it's great for headaches.
And it seems to be controlling what you say.
Nonsense! How can an all-natural herbal potion have any effect on what I say?
Yeah, Holly. Say, what's the cure for rocket fleas?
Rocket fleas? You might want to try this new product we've got. It's called
Frenosapax.
Oh, you've heard of it.
It's all you've talked about since we opened this morning.
Well, it does have 1,000 uses.
Can I try a bottle?
Absolutely. Here you go.
Alba, I have a hangnail.
Magnus!
A hangnail? Well, we have a new product just in that you might be... What am I saying?
See? You keep talking about this stuff.
Oh, I hope this wears off.
That's why I need to test it.
Good idea. See if it's a Moliere curse. Holly?
Nope. Not Moliere. I see why people like it, though. I feel pretty good.
That's how you test it?
It's my protocol number one. What? I feel fine.
That was incredibly stupid.
I only took a tiny sip.
You know, I think I might have gout.
Gout, you say? Have you ever tried Frenosapax?
Why, no, I haven't.
Magnus!
It sounds amazing.
Stop it!
What else does it do?
Oh, it's a wonder of modern medicine. Not only does it cure gout...
It erases wrinkles.
Builds strong teeth.
And it's great with pie.
Golly gee! What's it made from?
It's an all-natural herbal formula made from oily sandflower and cheeseweed plus 16 secret ingredients. Magnus, if you do that one more time, I will cuff you.
Totally, totally worth it.
Be right there. Alba, back for more already?
Why, yes, you devil. And I could use another couple of cases of Frenosapax, too.
I can do. Take as much as you need.
Oh, it's been flying off the shelves. What a day. I could use a dose myself.
Go right ahead.
Thanks. That's odd. Does this taste funny to you?
Funny?
Here, have a sip.
Seems fine to me.
It isn't expired, is it?
Can't be. I just bottled that batch.
So you bottle it yourself?
It's a secret process. I can't tell you much more than that.
Well, of course, you can tell me all about it.
It comes out of a special keg I got from Mr. Benvenito. Wait, why did I just say that?
Say what?
You swapped the bottle! That wasn't Frenosapax you gave me!
No, we altered the recipe a little. So instead of selling more, it makes you tell the truth, Withrow.
Alba, I wouldn't lie to you.
For instance, where might I find this magical keg?
Why, it's in my trunk. Hey, no, Alba!
Get out of the way, Withrow.
I have a headache.
A headache? Have you tried Frenosapax? Nice try, you sleazy cad.
Alba, what's Frenosapax?
Let me tell you all about Frenosapax. It's an all-natural herbal
Alba.
Potion made from oily sandflower and cheese meat plus 16 secret ingredients.
Help! Alba, please, I bruise easily.
Not only does it relieve bruising, it brings down swelling, heals up friction burns, and it's great for black eyes, too. Oh, except that it doesn't really do any of that, does it, Withrow?
No, but it does relieve pain.
For a little while, and then it fades. And every time you take it, it does less and less.
At least it works quickly.
Quicker than the streaking cheetahs of Hyspedia. This little keg here? I'm guessing it's enchanted to provide an endless supply, am I right?
That's right, Alba. Don't! Mr. B will kill me if anything happens to it.
Who is this Mr. Benvenito?
He invented Frenosapax. He's from Quatox.
Oh, a demon then! I should have known. And this conference you're in town for?
I've been sworn to secrecy.
Oh, I assume Mr. Benvenito is running the show.
Yes. Please, give me the keg.
And where is the conference?
At the Weird Fellows' Lodge on Knife Sharpener's Lane. Alba, I think I have the plague.
The plague, you say?
No, Alba!
Sorry, Frenosapax won't cure the plague. Withrow, it's been fun, but I draw the line at prescribing snake oil to my patients. If I ever catch you pulling this sort of stunt again, I will have you chucked in a dungeon so fast it'll give the streaking cheetahs vertigo.
I'm a dead man, Alba. He really will kill me.
You should have thought of that before you started working for a Quatoxian demon.
He'll send me to the home office. Alba, I like my skin. I want to keep it.
You'd better help me out then, hadn't you?
Yes, Alba.
When I was diagnosed with Marthambles, I couldn't look my friends in the eye. But I talked to my doctor about Frenosapax, and guess what? It worked. And today I have a full head of beautiful hair again. Thank you, Frenosapax.
There you have it, folks. There are thousands of stories like Countess Carnelia's. Thousands of ways that you are making a difference. So, are you having a good time? Who's having a good time? Yeah!
Look at them.
Yeah.
These people are crazy.
Keep your voice down. If anyone finds out I smuggled you in here...
Let's talk a bit about our three-pronged approach to sales. First, of course, is our spreadable messaging. It's more contagious than the pony pox. Second, our fabulous incentive program. And we'll be rewarding our amazing points leaders in just a few minutes. And thirdly, our live and learn program. We call it Teaching by Example. Could I have Vin Prang, Alicia Burgesto, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and Clarence McMainley up to the stage? Yeah, come on down. Hi, guys. Glad you could make it. Now, these folks are unfortunately at the bottom of our points ranking this quarter, but that's okay, because we're going to make their experience into a learning opportunity for everyone. Step right up on those marks. That's right. Now, these three are going to our home office in the hell dimension of Quatox for some hands-on education right now!
See, that could have been me.
There's still time. Now get out there.
Live and learn, folks. But now it's time to award a very special vacation on the beautiful Mercurian Riviera to some very special and hard-working sales representatives. I'm talking, of course, about everyone in the room! Yeah! You! And you! And you! Everybody here gets a vacation! What a bunch of chumps. Where's my drink?
Here, Mr. Benvenuto.
What is this? I said wood alcohol. This is goddamn Frenosapax.
Sorry, sir. Wrong bottle.
What's your name?
Withrow Lee.
Ah, yes, Withrow. How are you? Enjoying the conference?
Yes, sir.
You remember this contract? Signing over your soul and all your earthly possessions to me? Remember the penalties for non-compliance?
I didn't really read that part.
And this is why we don't do deals with demons.
Say, folks, according to this, our good friend Withrow Lee has just earned an upgrade from re-education at the Home Office to eternal torment!
Accende meum ignem!
Oh, now, Withrow. Did you really think that would work? Burning up one little piece of paper? When I have 6 more copies filed away in separate magic-proof vaults?
No, but there's still a loophole.
Who the blazes are you?
An interested party. Mr. Benvenuto, isn't it true that you and your company can be banished from this earthly plane by saying your name 3 times?
Of course it is. But it would have to be my true name. Why am I telling you this?
Must be something in the water.
That drink! You tricked me! Oh, Lee!
She made me do it!
What's your true name, demon?
My name... is Astraxo. Oh, damn it!
Thanks.
Astraxo Diabolum. Astraxo Exeus. Astraxo Effugame.
Hello, Cathmet Mystical Group. My name is Serticus. You're requesting the banishment of the demon Astraxo to his home realm of Quatox?
That's right.
No problem, ma'am. We can do that for you right now. I'll just need you to answer 3 verification questions for me.
Ah-ha!
What?
It's just standard policy. Question 1. What school did Mr. Astraxo attend?
Astraxo? Tell us.
Well, I would, but I'm afraid I've gone and forgotten the answers.
I don't think he's lying.
You've forgotten what school you went to?
I expunged all those useless memories when I took over the family enterprise. Childhood. Such a pitiful, unproductive time.
So what school? Braxonic College?
A demon of his rank? Nah. Was it Creepside?
Thank you.
Ugh, lucky guess.
Question 2. What was Mr. Astraxo's favorite book growing up?
How old are you?
72. Go! Oh!
That narrows it down a little.
Gertie the Goblin, The Sword in the Stove.
The Littlest Unicorns.
That's not true. I hate unicorns.
That's the answer I have here. Finally. What was the name of your first pet growing up?
I didn't have a pet. I ate every animal that came into my family's cave.
Well, maybe so, but it says here you named at least one of them.
Remember, was it a bunny?
I'm not saying...
A kitty?
I can't hear you, la
a lightning
la, la,
lizard?
Lizard.
Aha! What did your lizard look like, Astraxo? What color?
Red. He was red.
Did he sleep on your bed at night?
He used to sleep in the coals in the fireplace. Or if he wanted to cool off, he'd sleep on my pillow. He was the best.
And you called him...
Bloodstone. Oh, God!
Thank you for verifying. We'll just go ahead with that banishment now. Have a great day, and thank you for choosing Campman.
Wretched humans! You'll be hearing from our lawyer!
Good riddance! Well, good news, everyone. You're free now. No longer slaves to a cruel, avaricious demon. Don't all thank me at once.
Uh-oh.
That was our livelihood!
And now you've voided our contract!
What about my free vacation?
Kill! Alba!
There's just no pleasing some people.
Run!
In To Market, To Market, Episode 5 of Alba Salix Royal Physician, you heard Barbara Clifford as Alba Salix, Julian Sark as Magnus, and Olivia John as Holly and Bertha, with Abbas Hussein as Withrow Lee, Robert Francis as Jerome and Mr. Benvenuto, Elaine O'Neill as Countess Carnelia and Serticus the Imp, Carter Siddle as McWinnie, George Burtwell as Abe, Marisa King as Angie and the Apple Seller, and special guest Tim Cheschini as Professor Springler and the Mugger. written and directed by Eli McElveen. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen, produced by Sean Howard. Associate producers Carter Siddle, Eric Portolans, Mark Fenwick, Josh Claver, and Dave Addison. If you enjoy the show, check out our Patreon. Supporters get weekly bonus content, early access to episodes, and an invite to our magical fan community on Discord. Look for the Patreon link at albasalix.com.
Hi, we're from the House of Healing. Have you had your immunization for ponypox? Hi. Hello. Monkey.
Oh, good afternoon. Oh, hello, Professor Springler.
Let's do that again from the top.
All right.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favorite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.